We mentioned the last time we met that a person who's found something that's dangerous, that could cause someone some injury, such as, for instance, someone who's broken a glass and it's broken on the kitchen floor, for example, and someone could get hurt. So, of course, in order to protect everybody at home, we have to sweep up the glass and make sure that no one ends up by accident stepping in that glass, and you put it all in the garbage. The same kind of idea applies even to what does not belong to us, but for the common good, we want to move it out of the way because someone might trip over it. So, you know, if we find something in the public domain, on a sidewalk, where someone could fall and trip over something, even something which is muktza, we would be allowed to move it. And even if we're in an area where there is no eruv, so that carrying is not permitted, you're really not supposed to pick up something, even if it's not muktza, you can't pick it up and move it to wherever you want, because you're not allowed to move it, dal ramos, in the Rishus HaRabbah. Even that, we would be allowed to move, we would just move it less than 4 amos at a time. So you would pick it up and move it 2-3 feet, stop, put it down, continue on, move it again 2-3 feet, and that way, make sure it's out of the way, off the sidewalk, as an example. If you can, you would move it by using something different other than your hand. So if it's possible to remove something by kicking it with your foot, if it's light enough for you to be able to move it by moving it that way, without directly being metaltel it by hand, that's preferable. If it's very heavy, and it's something that someone could hurt themselves on, I don't know how many of us would be able to move a brick, a heavy brick, by one's foot. You might hurt yourself trying to move the brick or cinder block, but if someone somehow has something that heavy on the sidewalk, and again, it doesn't have to be their own sidewalk, it doesn't have to be the walkway near their own home, but it's something which presents perhaps a tree limb fell from a tree in a storm on a Friday night, and Shabbos morning you're walking to shul, and there's this evident danger, so then move it by foot. Now, if it's so evident, meaning that this is a big tree limb that blocks the whole, you know, sidewalk, and you're not worried about somebody walking into it, because it's so big, clearly you're going to be able to see it. Everyone can see that there's something there. So then you shouldn't move it because it's really not a michshol. It's not a stumbling block. It's not dangerous because someone's going to see it. But then again, later in the day, as Shabbos wanes, as light is diminished and it's Bein Hashmashos, someone might hurt themselves. They may not be able to see it. Maybe there's a neighbor you know who doesn't see so well as it gets dark. And there's a large tree limb in the way, and you worry that your neighbor is going to walk right into it. Well, then that's something you want to take care of. And it might be very heavy, and you can't move it by foot. So you can take a few people at a time to lift this item directly by hand out of the way, and that's to make sure that the public is safe. And that's something you would be allowed to do, even though the tree limb is a useless fallen limb, which is muktza. Items which have a specific use that is not the use of a keli or of a utensil, now that we're talking about a tree limb, such as wood, kindling, which you're not allowed to put in the fire on Shabbos. Even if you've set a fire before Shabbos, of course you can't move the fire around. You can't move any of the logs that are in the fire. You certainly can't add to the fire. So the kindling, the logs, are absolutely muktza. The ones that are prepared and made by man, that are man-made, and you light them in the bag, and it's really mostly chemical and not wood, those are muktzah as well. These are all muktzah, and they cannot be moved. And because they are not kalim, if they're in the way, and you don't like where they are, somebody left the pile of wood near the fireplace, or left a log near the fireplace, and you don't like it where it is because it doesn't look nice for Shabbos, you can't say, well, it's in the way, I want to pick it up and move it. Because that kind of muktzah, where it's not a keli, it's muktzah machmas gufo, because of its inherent nature of not being something I can use on this day, on a Shabbos day, is a severe level of muktzah, as we've learned, and you're not allowed to be moving that under any circumstances. That applies to starter wood, those little pieces that you might use to start the fire. That applies to the heavy logs, and it applies to the man-made logs. These are all muktzah. Now, there could be some pieces of wood that you've prepared for a specific use that are not muktzah, but that's because they were prepared for a specific use. If you have a block of wood of a certain size and you use it to hold the door open, maybe it's not in the upstairs of your house, but in the basement when you have to hold the door open to the utility room, so you've got a chock of wood which you've used from time to time and you've pushed it underneath the door, between the door and the floor, to hold the door open. A wedge, a small piece of wood that you've used that way in the past. So because that's how you normally use that little piece of wood, and it's not professionally made, it's not something you bought in the store, but that's how you've used that chock of wood. So having used it that way again and again and again, it's no longer a piece of wood that's muktzah, it's been dedicated to be used that way. You've used it that way from before Shabbos, and that's what you can now do on Shabbos as well. You can pick it up and use it to hold a door open. If you need to use that chock of wood to hold the door open upstairs, you can do it upstairs too. Because that piece of wood has, with designation and use before Shabbos, become not muktz. On the other hand, if you have some lumber and you need something on Shabbos to hold the door open, or to prop up something which you think, you know, temporarily you need to put something down that's heavy to keep something in place. You want a piece of wood to block a doorway. Maybe you want to make sure no one goes into a particular room because it's under construction. You have just had people working there. You don't want people, you don't want the children going there, so you want to put a board of wood across the doorway so the baby doesn't crawl into the room, as an example. If there's an open doorway and you want to make sure the baby doesn't crawl in, so you want to block the doorway, so you go to the basement and you take a piece of lumber and you say, oh, this will be perfect to block the doorway. It might be perfect to block the doorway, but you would have to prepare that before Shabbos, because that simple piece of lumber is not a keli. It's not a utensil. It might be a usable thing, but it's not a prepared utensil with particular use. So for you to now say, I'm going to use it to block the door, well, you have to designate it for that purpose before Shabbos and set it up that way before Shabbos. Remember, designating a piece of lumber to use for this one Shabbos until the room is finished, until the painter is finished doing whatever he's got to do, is not enough of a designation. You would need to designate it so that it's going to be used this way again and again and again in perpetuity. If you haven't designated something to be used that way in perpetuity, then that piece of lumber is going to be muktzah, even if you thought about and planned on using it to block the doorway. Because since that's not normally the way lumber is used, it's usually not used to block a doorway so kids can't crawl into the room. Thinking about it and planning to use it that way is not enough. The halacha says that if it's something that's typically not used that way, you have to do something to it to change it to make it into what it is that you plan on using it for. Obviously, the best thing to do is set that all up before Shabbos. Because otherwise, it's really not something that you could say, well, I designated it to become a way to block the door. On the other hand, if before Shabbos you painted it the same color as the rest of the room because you wanted it, although it's not pretty, but you wanted it to at least, you know, look somewhat nice, somewhat more becoming. So you finish this piece of wood that you're putting in this spot to temporarily block off that room. Okay, so then it's not muktzah because you did something to it before Shabbos, changing it, altering it significantly to make it into whatever purpose it is you had in mind. But you didn't just think about it. You actually did something to it. So in that case, even if you didn't put it in place before Shabbos, you'd be allowed to put it in place on Shabbos. Say, for example, you've painted it and you just wanted it to dry before you pick it up Shabbos morning and put it in place. That's okay because it's something that you designated and you changed it and you did something to it before Shabbos.
How about you just have it in mind?
Having it in mind is not enough if the kind of use you have in mind is not typical for that item. If the item is typically used for what you had in mind, so then having it in mind and designating it that way is enough. But it has to be that that's something that people commonly use for what it is that you designated it. So if it's something that's commonly used that way, then having it in mind is sufficient. So as an example, let's say somebody has in mind that, you know, they're going to use a heavy item, like maybe a half a brick, to bang on walnuts and chop open walnuts. They are away on a vacation. They brought with them, you know, whole almonds and whole walnuts, and on Shabbos they're going to want to have a snack. They don't have anything to open it up, but that's something that people commonly will use. They'll take a stone or a rock and bang on the walnut or on the almond to crack it open. So that's something where it's enough to designate it before Shabbos and say, I'm not changing the stone, I'm not painting it, I'm not putting anything on it, but we'll use this to open up the nuts tomorrow. Fine, that's enough, because that's something that's commonly used, because it's heavy, and you can put your hand on it and bang down on the nut to open it up. That's something that's common enough that you can argue that designation by thought, and you don't even have to say anything, but just by thinking, that's how I'm going to open my nuts, I'm going to use this rock. Now, you have to designate that specific one. You can't say, well, I'll go out tomorrow to the yard and I'll pick up a stone and we'll bang open the nuts. You have to have a particular rock in mind. You take a small stone before Shabbos and say, this is the one I'll use, that's enough. That's because it's something that's not so uncommon. It's commonly used that way. People pick up a stone to bang something to crack open a nut. But a board of wood, as an example, that, you know, is perhaps, you know, 5-6 feet long and 11 and three quarters wide, that normally is used in a completely different way, and you're going to put it now in place to I'll put it across from one tree stump to the other, and I'll sit down, I'll make a bench that way, and we'll sit down on that on Shabbos. That's not something that's commonly done. Certainly, in the case of blocking a doorway, you would say it's not commonly done. So then you would have to not just designate it mentally, you'd have to do something to it before Shabbos in order for you to say it's no longer muktzah. Yeah.
In terms of designation, you see sometimes on Yom Kippur, how can one designate in their mind after they light candles to get into a car to go to shul?
So that issue is an issue that's not really related to muktzah at all. That's an issue of having in mind to not take upon oneself Shabbos and the Isur Melacha of Shabbos, and it's not a question of conferring status to a particular thing. The question was, you know, how one can light candles and then travel, let's say by car if necessary. Because we haven't taken on Shabbos yet. The person is doing the mitzvah of preparing light for Shabbos, which is a mitzvah to be done before Shabbos. At all points in time, you have to take the candles and light them when it's not yet Shabbos. correct? Usually, we light them right before Shabbos, and once we've lit those candles, we take upon ourselves and accept the Shabbos and its concurrent isurim, its concurrent prohibitions. If a person has time, and it's necessary to still do work, one may fulfill the mitzvah of lighting candles so that there will be light, so that there will be Onik Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos once Shabbos arrives. But since it's an hour before Shabbos, in the interim, we'll still do Malach. Now, that's not the best way, but it's certainly permissible because we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. Because when Shabbos comes, the candles will be lit. And they always have to be lit before Shabbos. So we've lit them before Shabbos, only we still have what to do, so we are allowed to do malacha, since we have not taken upon ourselves Iser malacha, we've not accepted upon ourselves the Shabbos as of yet. Somebody may have very small pieces of cut up wood, sawdust, for example, and they may use it for a particular purpose, and now on Shabbos they want to use it for a completely different purpose. But since the particular purpose that they have in mind is something permissible, the fact that the original use of the item is very different doesn't present the problem. So let's say a person has sawdust that they use not as kindling, but as kitty litter. So kitty litter is not muktzah. Not until it becomes dirty and used. Then it is muktzah. But kitty litter that's fresh, whether it's professionally prepared and it's not made of sawdust, or it is made of sawdust, whether you bought it that way or you created the sawdust or you have someone who provides it for you, it's not muktzah. If you now want to spread that out on a floor to make sure somebody doesn't slip because something spilled and it's a wooden floor and you want to spread out the sawdust to make sure nobody's... It's snowed outside and you want to put down this sawdust on your porch so that people won't slip on the snow. So that's, again, something that's completely permissible because the sawdust that you have is something you have designated as kitty litter. And it's not muktzah. You're allowed to take kitty litter and add fresh kitty litter to wherever it is that you put it, so you can now use it for putting down, you know, in the snow so no one slips. On the other hand, if the sawdust is just that, it's just sawdust that's collected because you're a handyman who does work, and in your basement you've cut up all kinds of pieces of wood, and you save up a bag of sawdust, which you eventually throw away. And you don't use it. So the sawdust is sitting maybe in a pile, maybe in a bag, waiting to be discarded. And now you think, oh, it's snowing. Let me take some of that sawdust and toss it out and throw it out and put it down on the snow. You can't do that. It's the same sawdust. But on the one hand, you have kitty litter, which you've therefore been allowed to use and you've designated it as such. And therefore, it's not muktzah. That's okay. But in the instance in which we've now said you've had it designated as garbage, you've had it as sawdust and nothing more, you've never said, never used any of it as kitty litter, it's muktzah. This very same sawdust. So that's another example of how these kinds of things, which have either some use to some people or no use to other people, are very subjectively going to be defined. For some people, indeed, it's usable and designated before Shabbos as a certain type of item, so therefore it's not muktzah. And then for somebody else, for whom it's never been so designated, it's absolutely muktzah, and you could not ad hoc take it and use it any way you wish. Since we've just mentioned snow, it's important to note that snow, fresh snow that fell on Shabbos, let alone what fell before Shabbos, is not muktzah. And that therefore, if someone wants to take a, you know, so if you want to make a snowman, you have to be careful not to squeeze the snow. The problem with making a snowman is that if the snow is very wet, packing it is going to cause some of the snow to kind of like in your hand condense with the water coming out, and it's a schita problem. But in terms of being muktzah, snow is not muktzah. So if a person wants to scoop some up and use it in a cold drink, that's fine. If a person wants to make a little ball of it, and again, not squeezing any water out, and throw it at somebody, well, you might say, let's grow up, but you know, it's not muktzah. And importantly, if it's something that is in the way, your door is blocked, somebody might slip on your stairs, and you want to take a broom, and again, we're talking where there's an Eruv, and you want to take a broom on Shabbos and sweep away some of the snow that fell so that people can easily walk up and down and not fall on the stairs, take a broom and sweep it away. Should you use a shovel? Well, that's already a question of doing it the way you do it during the week. And it's a little bit of uvdin dechol. It's a little bit like work like you would do during the week. So should a person take a shovel and start shoveling the snow? No. Because that's something that's very typical of what we do during the week, and it's not in the spirit of Shabbos, and it's not the way we mark the Shabbos, and not the way we observe the Shabbos. But to say that you're not allowed to remove snow because snow is muktzah, that's incorrect. Snow is not muktzah. And if it's going to be causing somebody injury, so then don't use a shovel, but take a brush or a broom, maybe a heavy-duty push broom, and push the snow out of the way so that it's safe to go up and down the stairs. And it's also important, in conclusion, to know that throwing out salt, plain salt that's prepared for that use, or plain salt that you use to to cook, a coarse salt, which sometimes goes into cooking, not only koshering, but coarse salt that you use to cook, or salt that's made out of different chemicals intended to melt snow, also can be thrown down onto the snow on Shabbos. It doesn't constitute any kind of a problem.
On ice also, not just
or on snow or on ice. It can be put down on Shabbos.